think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us on the line right now is our good friend Charlie Hurt with the Washington Times to help us deconstruct and understand all the things that are going on in Washington this week. Good morning to you, Charlie. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no see, so it's good to talk to you here. Okay, so let's start with what happened yesterday first, and that was the passage of this measure out of the House of Representatives. Big celebration in the Rose Garden, everybody doing the high fives, and now it goes to the United States Senate. What do you think?
Well, you know, obviously this was an accomplishment for Paul Ryan to actually get something through. It was also an achievement for, I think, President Trump, because this is exactly what he promised he would do. The problem, though, is for the quote-unquote conservative party, for the Republicans in Congress, they did something truly remarkable yesterday. They united together by themselves and gave up the fight against government-run health care. We now have two parties in Congress, both of whom have now wholly supported the notion that we should have health care in this country brought to you by the VA and the post office. And the problem for them going forward is, if it, and of course the key is what you just said, Ryan, if it passes the Senate, and you and I both know that the likelihood of it's going to definitely get dinged up pretty good between now and when the House votes on it again. But if it does pass, the problem is, Then Republicans own it, and they're going to have to go into the 2018 elections. They can't just blame it all on Democrats anymore. Now they own part of this, and all the people that are then going to be unhappy with the new version of Obamacare,
they're going to
take it out on Republicans.
You've gone on record as calling it the second worst socialized medicine bill in American history.
It is, that's a tremendous achievement to Barack Obama, because when all of this started, the Republicans stood in lockstep against the notion that the federal government should be the one rationing and dealing with health care, and he just won them all over to his side, and that's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, but we know, Charlie, that whenever you institute any kind of entitlement program in this country, it never goes away and it never gets smaller. This is at least making it smaller, and I agree with you. I would love to see healthcare be like my car insurance.
Yeah.
I would love it to see be portable. It belongs to me. It doesn't belong to my employer. They can sell. I can buy from insurance companies all across the country, and it's my choice. If I choose not to, when I get in an accident, well, then I'm on the hook.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that happen, but Obamacare has had 7 years to weasel its way into America, and so it's not going to come out, and we know that. The best we can do is kind of tame the beast. And there are a lot of taxes that were associated with Obamacare that were repealed that I think people are going to start to see in their wallets. And when you see that money coming back into your wallets, for instance, a 3.8% surtax on investment income, that was abolished. The medical tax device, prescription medicine tax that is now gone. It's going to be trillions. They estimate over $1 trillion in savings that are money that's going to come back to the American people. That's going to be a plus for the Republicans.
And one of the biggest things that I in my column today, I give kudos to them for this. I think it's probably one of the most positive achievements out of Congress in 10 years is the Medicare savings that are included in this by giving states more control
right
over how that money is spent. That's the first entitlement reform that we have seen that could save literally you know, billions and billions every single year. And so you are absolutely right. But the most important thing is what you said at the beginning there, which is the moment that Democrats gave us Obamacare, wise political watchers knew that we would never say goodbye to this
right.
this program.
Can I ask you about the spending bill that has passed both the House and Senate now that keeps the government alive? I was so disappointed in this because I felt like we really passed up the wonderful opportunity to really affect change right now rather than in September.
Yeah, no, it's another example of the, of Congress, you know, kicking the can down the road, obviously. And the problem is, you know, that you know, at some point you have to stop doing that. And this is, you know, this was an amazing change election last November. People are fed up, and at some point you have to make those hard decisions. And the idea that they blink once, that they flinch once, and say they don't want to make the hard well, do you really think they're going to make the hard decision in a few months from now? I have a lot less faith that they will now than I did before they once again kicked the can down the road.
It's closer to the midterms. The closer we get to the midterms, the less and less
exactly.
likely they are to do anything.
Exactly.
Jimmy Kimmel took to the airwaves and made an impassioned plea, and it had to do with the health of his young son.
If your baby is going to die, and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make. I think that's something that, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or something else, we all agree on that, right? I mean, we do.
Yeah, his larger case was, you know, let's not mess with health care because, you know, my son needed good health care and every parent should have it. And you had a few choice words for him.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, everybody wants children to be covered. Everybody, you know, the whole goal here is that we get good, affordable health coverage for all people. The argument the conservatives make is that, well, Obamacare, the federal government is not the way to do that, and it's provable that that is not a long-term viable way of doing it. Just look at Obamacare. And for him to come out and take this heart-wrenching story that every parent had to shed a tear over and to turn it into a political cudgel to beat anyone who opposes government-run health care. It's like, and then on top of the fact, you know, he doesn't know anything about health care. He hasn't studied any of this stuff. And for him to come over into the political arena with this sad story, all aimed at shutting down any dissent, I just have no patience for it. And I think it's bullying, and I know that it's unpopular, and I know that
right.
it makes people very uncomfortable. But I will never cede that ground and not stand up to some guy that says, oh, well, you know, if you're a decent person, you'll get behind this government program.
All right.
If you're not, you're not a decent person.
We got to leave it right there, Charlie Hurt. Thank you so much. Good to have you, my friend.
Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.